Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Two men collide. Rival nations. It's a primitive clash, venting years of frustration. Guess what I'm trying to say is that if they can change, then you can change, and we can all change. It's time for Flats and Shanks.
Is it ready? Born ready, boy. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of our, well, weekly, didn't do one last week, but generally weekly podcast. I'm David Flatman.
I'm Thomas Shanklin.
Tomos. All right, Tom?
Yeah, all right. David, how are you?
Yeah, fine. Well, sorry to everyone who was expecting a pod last week. We didn't do one, but we didn't do one because...
You're on holiday.
Shank's on holiday.
I thought you were.
No.
You were down in Devon or
Tommy,
Cornwall.
Devon. And I didn't go down there for the whole week, and I was ready and willing to do the podcast at the early part of the week, and you were in...
You don't even know, do you?
Menorca.
That's how... All right. Mallorca.
Mallorca. They're different places, right?
That's how ignorant you are, I was going to say. But
that's how ignorant you are.
You're in Devon, right?
Yeah.
Did you eat ambrosia? Devon custard when you were there?
No.
Do you have any scones?
No.
How do you eat a scone anyway, apart from using your mouth? I mean, how would you... would you put cream on first?
Clotted cream and then jam.
Yeah. See, I'm the same because I substitute the butter for clotted cream.
Yeah.
So you put the cream on first, then you put the jam on, then it goes in your mouth in two bites.
Yeah.
But people put jam on first, which to me, that's just weird.
Yeah,
you don't put jam on your toast first and then... Although, get this, my mate Bubs, always, until he met me... always would put Marmite on his toast first and then butter over the top.
Shut up.
It's weird.
Shut the hell up.
Strange bloke. But he's stopped doing that now.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah.
He's learned. He's grown up. He's evolved. But it's like my gran used to put milk in the teacup before the tea, but then I now realise, I did it for years and it's really annoying, and it didn't used to make great tea, but I then realised that she was putting, what she used to do was put a bit
laxatives.
Of milk. Yes, nerve agent. She used to put tea and milk in all the cups, but she would be making a pot of tea separately and just pour that into the cup. So I never thought it was the pot. I just used individual tea bags per cup, you know?
Yeah, God rest Ethel's soul.
Yeah, Ruth her name was.
Ruth, that was it.
Ruth died when she was 95. I was just after my granddad died, which was off on the way. He was 100.
Good innings.
Yeah, I mean, it bodes well for me, that's what I'm saying.
Well, now you've lost weight.
That's what I'm at 40.
You'd be all right. A couple of years.
I looked like a vicar on the telly at the weekend, didn't I?
Amazing, wasn't it?
Sonia McLaughlin said, pull your T-shirt down, you look like a vicar.
I write Nors on Twitter, pests me all the time. Van Gough, have you seen it?
Yeah,
seen any of your tweets? Yeah, quite aggressive, a bit too aggressive for my liking, and that's why often I don't reply. But he sent it to me. He's a big pod listener. He likes to tell all his mates that he knows us, and you know we tweet him and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But he sent me that photo.
Okay, it's a good one actually.
So what actually are you wearing? You wearing a white T-shirt?
Well, basically, I was away for a few days doing different things, and I had a shirt and a jacket and whatever to wear. And I, when I opened the back door of my car, the shirt had been trapped in the door and it had a big black mark on it. So I was like, ah, shit. So sugar me timbers. So I just had, I literally had a t-shirt, jumper and a jacket and just whacked it on because it was kind of all I had.
Yeah, just put something together, threw it together.
Threw it together off the out of the footwells of my car.
I was going to tweet, Dawn French is looking well.
Dibley.
You got it, well done.
Yeah, very good. But I did get, I got papped by our cameraman, Herdy, who when Derda's arrived, I was just getting changed at the back of my car outside.
Oh, I saw a photo of that. You said hello to him with your trousers down.
You're in your underpants. I said, come here. And I sort of pushed myself into him. It was nice.
Yeah.
It was a nice embrace, a loving embrace. But yeah, you know, you can't win them all, can you?
So you're at the live game at the weekend, were you?
Yeah, I was at two games at the weekend. The live game, I was at yeah, Leicester Saints.
Yeah, great game. We'll talk about that later.
Talk about that later.
Love that game, mind.
Yeah, it was a hell of a game, that.
Huge win for Northampton.
Didn't expect that.
No.
But earlier in the week, Tommy, I was down at Deer Park Hotel in Devon. So I was in Devon on last Sunday, two Sundays ago.
Is that when you're...
The Chiefs game.
Is that when your little girl took a photo of you asleep? Or was that a setup?
Yes.
Was that a setup?
No, it wasn't a setup.
An Insta setup.
I don't do Insta setups. I don't have an Instagram family.
How does she know your pin on your phone?
It's her phone.
All right. She's got a phone.
She sends me the pictures. Yeah. She's eight. She's got an iPhone.
Right.
Yeah, it's not really a phone. It's not rigged up to be a phone, but she can take photos, listen to music.
Gotcha.
And then we've put, I'm on there and her mummy's contacts on there so she can text us.
Okay.
So she can send us stuff, but she can't say what
I thought it was like an Insta setup like Gethin Jones would do, you know. Just hang, put the phone there and get in a position.
Yeah.
Take one on timer and then upload it.
Yeah, no, it wasn't one of those. Okay. I was having a kip. Quite a long kip, like an hour and a half. It's quite nice, isn't it?
90 minutes, well done.
90 minutes. So I was in the Chiefs game two Sundays ago and then had an event on the Monday night, so I stayed down in Devon with Matt Powell. And had an event with, well, loads of rugby lads, but at Deer Park, which is one of Nigel Ray's hotels, but kind of in association with a charity and with the pig hotels and stuff like that. It was really, really good, lovely food, and had like Nathan Outlaw and some other famous chefs cooking our food. It was amazing. And Phil Vickery and I did a Q&A with Kai Horseman. And
now, Phil Vickery, the chef, or Phil that's married to Fern?
No, Phil Vickery, the rugby player who...
The Raging Bull.
The Raging Bull, who also loves cooking. Did a Q&A.
And roll-ups.
Vicks is brilliant.
I'm not sure if he does anymore.
Oh, maybe he does, yeah. Vicks is very, very funny. On a Q&A, he just went off on one, and he started telling this story about me, and I was like, a night out we had in Buenos Aires, and I was like, where is this going? Because this could go south, this.
Yeah.
And
it did.
He took it there. He took it there in front of all these people. I was like, oh my God.
So there's Dave with a belt round his neck.
Yeah, it wasn't that south, but it was like, right. It was like, I was like, Vix, are you doing it? He's like, no, hang on, Dave, anyway. He goes, it's not even that funny, it's just a memory that pops into my mind. So anyway, we're in this nightclub, right? And he turns around. Anyway, and it's just like, and this, I won't tell you the story, but I was like, no, I'm pretty, you know, I don't care that you said it, obviously. It was very funny, but I was like, yeah, Vix? I was like, Vix, please. Like, it was pretty.
I'm a married man.
He flew into it. Yeah, it was great. It was great. Nothing too lewd, but yeah, it was very, very nice little event, actually. Yeah, you should have been there.
It's a shame we're not sponsored by Leo Vegas anymore, because I've had a couple of good bets.
Are we not?
In. No.
Aren't we?
No, that's why we don't do Bet the Week anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot about that, did you?
Yeah.
God, what you like. Because I bet on the Masters. Do you watch the Masters?
No.
See, I was out in Mallorca, and there was a few of us, a few different families of my mates, and we managed to ditch the girls for the Sunday of the Masters night, and they took the kids to bed. We went up to a local bar and watched the Masters. It was good.
Was it?
Freezing coal mine, because the weather wasn't great, and that's obviously why I've not got a tan.
Yeah, so you don't look like you've been on holiday.
No, well, the weather was pretty poor, to be honest, boy. 4 or 5 days of cloud, but on the last day I didn't put any cream on because I'm mental, and I wanted to come back feeling burnt.
You're such a header.
But we watched in the bar and watched Patrick Reed win, but I didn't have Patrick Reed, but I had Stenson on each way bet.
Yeah.
I also had McIlroy on each way bet, Spieth on each way bet.
Yeah.
I think Fowler on each way bet. So that was a good little earner for me. Also,
just
bet on Tiger Roll for the Grand National.
Oh, well done.
And a horse that finished fifth and sixth, but I can't remember them.
Tom, right. this is no good unless you tell us how much money you won. It's irrelevant.
Okay.
It means nothing.
Altogether, about 400 quid.
Oh, that'll do it.
And I bought a barbecue with my winnings.
Did you?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Bought a Napoleon.
Yeah.
L3, it is. I don't know what that is, mate, but it's got a searing grill on the right-hand side. I just want to point out that I did not get this for free, nor did I ask for anything for free. I bought it at my winnings, because I'm a winner.
You're a winner. So you're
got a searing. It's got a searing grill on the right-hand side. It's got six
like a
burner. Plate. Yeah.
Like a French top.
So, you know, I'm just going to sear my steaks and cook them on the barbecue.
Yeah, gotcha.
And it arrived today, next day delivery. And I'm going to build it this weekend.
Oh, God.
Love it.
Because
the weather's going to be good.
Oh, lovely. Well, I've got a... do you know what I'm cooking tonight?
Oh, let me guess. You're going to cook pork in... No, you're going to cook a Christmas turkey on your barbecue again, because it was the best turkey you've ever had. It was so moist. My kids don't normally like turkey, and they loved it.
Yeah, that's right. You're bang on. I'm not cooking that tonight, but it was a good turkey. I'm doing... I'm doing Chateaubriand, and I'm going to do it dirty. So I'm going to do it straight on the coals. Got some friends coming over for dinner, so I'm going to do a nice piece of Chateaubriand straight on the... charcoal.
To be honest with you, I'm sick of food at the moment. I've just been on all-inclusive holiday.
Oh, all ink, was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
sad. And like just stuff there.
I've never been on an all-inclusive holiday.
You haven't lived, mate.
I have, but where all the food is nice. It's generally just been crap.
The food was all right, but you had to eat in the restaurant for the good food. And if you wanted like lunch and you're up at like the splash pool or the park with the kids, you had to eat the bar food, which was like a buffet. It was all out all the time, but they just got like footlongs there and burgers, and I just
crap food.
I reckon I had a burger every day.
You love burgers though, don't you?
I did, but it sort of put me off now, and I've put on a little bit of timber.
I saw some people,
not around my jowls, no, but
I saw some people posting pictures of you saying you looked a bit fat at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, it's white fat though, which is
looks worse than brown fat.
Yeah, so I need a tan really to look better.
No one really minds my fat because I've got dark skin.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you were white, jellyfish.
Oh, it'd be terror. It'd be absolutely terror.
Yeah.
I'd make an effort if I was... I'd make more of an effort if I was really pallid.
You're quite. It's just you've got black hair all over you, so you're a bit like the wolf boy.
Yeah.
Sort of hides it a bit.
I've got really hairy shoulders and, like...
Lats.
Now, I have. I never really knew
that's
it.
Age.
I had a good look at me the other day. Yeah, it is, yeah.
How do you have a... Well, you've got your daughter take a picture of you from
behind. I don't... This isn't false modesty... I don't look in mirrors very much. Like, I'm brushing my teeth, I look in the mirror like everyone else, but I don't look in a mirror when I cut my hair or clip my hair and beard, stuff like that. I don't look in mirrors very much when I get dressed. So when...
What about the gym? You know you're in there 7 days a week.
I don't work out in front of mirrors as a rule. If there's a space in front of a mirror, but I don't stand there and watch myself. It's not much to watch. I'm no more or less vain than anyone else, but...
What about if you had to kill Medusa?
Yeah.
Have to look in the mirror then.
But I don't... Like, when the first flat I had in Bath, my girlfriend, who's my wife, obviously, moved in after I'd been living there for 2 years, and two things had happened. I'd lived there with Martin Wood, Paul Sampson and Scott Gray. Two things had happened. One, the boiler had completely seized. There was no heating... nothing, and I had loads of it letters mounting up from the energy board, whatever it was, and it turned out my boiler hadn't been turned on for over a year because there was a separate thing for the hot water, so I never had heating on for over a year, so it just something seized and the pipes all knackered. I also didn't have a mirror. There wasn't a mirror in the whole place.
I was going to say maybe that's where you're going wrong, but you're married, you've got two kids. And
I don't care what.
And you drive a Range Rover.
But my head always looks the same. So what's the difference?
Yeah. Okay.
You know.
Maybe you could have done with one for your outfit though.
Maybe yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't check that.
Yeah.
I just whacked it on and got to work. You know. Because I'm a bloody workaholic.
Looking forward to this weekend, mate. Cardiff Blues are playing Pau.
Or Po.
Or Po.
Pau Pau.
In
are they?
The Challenge Cup semi-final.
You're looking forward to that, are you?
They've just been, Blumberg's been telling me, he's the general manager.
GM.
Of the Cardiff Blues.
Sounds
they've been
like
over
NFL.
They've been over South Africa for 10 days. Played the Cheetahs and the Southern Kings.
How'd they get on?
72 hours it took them to get there.
Oh my God.
South African Airways cancelled flight, and then then another connecting flight was cancelled. Blum was all right, though. He flew ahead with the sponsors.
Oh, that's all right.
He's fine.
Straight in business, wasn't he?
I don't know. He was drinking white wine, though. Yeah, he was.
Of course he was. How about this Bristol Rugby calling themselves Bristol Bears?
Do they have to enter the Premiership?
Is it a joke?
Do they have to call it? Do they have to have another...
No.
An animal attached to their name?
Bath don't. Gloucester, but it's like... It's just
sounds like an ice hockey team.
It's weird because some of them just are so natural now that you think, well, they all started somewhere. But Tigers feels natural. Saints, Chiefs, they all feel fine. And but then, as a concept, I hate all that stuff. I just want it to be Exeter, Leicester, and Northampton.
But there's not the Chiefs. Yeah, there's quite a few Bears. And what bear is it as well?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, koala. It's not a bear, is it? It's a marsupial, isn't it? Tweet us if we're wrong, or tweet Shanks if he's wrong, because he said that, not me. Unless it's right, I don't know. I just feel like Bristol Bears,
brown bears are the biggest.
It's like Sale Sharks, like this whole Sharks thing just doesn't work for me. Newcastle Falcons,
oh, it does
to
me.
Just Newcastle.
Oh that, no, I actually those two do work for me.
Do they?
Yeah. Okay. I know what you mean, but there's also there's a pretty naughty website which is also attached, which is also called the Bristol Bears.
Oh, yeah, the Bristol Bears, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you they...
And for those that know,
Yeah, that's brilliant. What is it? Bristolbears.co.uk.
Yeah, and there's basically a lot of hairy men on that website with photos.
Yeah, well, they call... I think a lot of big, I'm guessing, hairy, beefy, butch men are called bears, aren't they?
Yes.
But gay men are called bears.
Yeah, seen it in American Pie 3.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah. So, like, if you and I were gay men, I'd probably be a bear, would I? Would you?
Jermaine Defoe, you would.
I'd be a bear, you wouldn't. A lot of them look like me, but in much better shape, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I once asked Gareth Thomas what he wears when he goes out partying. He said it doesn't really matter what you wear, because when you get in a nightclub, you take your top off anyway.
Yeah, true that. Yeah, that's true. I'm exactly the same, and you are.
He's a pretty... decent rig, top off, tats everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd go down pretty well, I reckon.
Yeah, so I'm going to watch Poe on Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Gennaro. Me and Bubs taking a load of customers.
Oh, right.
Going to go watch it. It's early kickoff, 1 o'clock.
Is it in Cardiff?
If you're there, come say hi, have a photo. Yeah, it's in Cardiff. It's in the Arms Park.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, they could reach a final.
They might beat them at home.
They might.
Yeah, okay.
Are you looking forward to anything?
No, I've got nothing to look forward to, really, on the horizon.
I'm also going to Spain at the end of this month with Grocery Aid. Grocery Aid is obviously a big charity, and it's aligned to a lot of grocers, so a lot of companies like Tesco, Sainsbury's. I played with Fox's Biscuits.
Oh, yeah?
Gone out to, I think it's Catalonia.
Catalonia?
I don't know. It's in Spain somewhere, near Barcelona. It's a lovely course. So gone out there for a couple of days, play golf. Shake some hands, hit some birdies, neck some pints.
Fake. Because that's your natural environment, but on holiday, were you super sociable, fake Shanks? Were you basic like me, but I'm real, but you're fake when you're doing it?
Not all were fake, all right? Sometimes it was a genuine hello, but I made a massive effort just to be more...
Nice.
Sociable. And
affable.
Polite. Yeah, affable. And... You know, I'm trying that, so I'd like you to be less, and we can find a happy medium then. But sometimes, though, I would play this game in my head where I'd just be uber nice when I was in such a bad mood, and they'd be uber nice back. But then I'd think, right, that's 1-0 to me, because deep down, didn't want to speak to you. But I did, so it put a little smile on my face.
Yeah.
I went in the sea as well. I don't really like the beach.
Of course you don't.
I got really sensitive feet, right? So that's the reason why I don't like it, I don't think. I don't like the sand on my feet, and then I don't like putting flip-flops. I don't like putting flip-flops on then when my feet are sandy. I don't like going in the sea and then coming out and you've got like cement on your feet and that noise then when you're walking on the concrete of your feet. Oh, mate, terror. But I went in the sea, believe it or not.
Up to you, what?
I needed the wee.
Oh.
And then I did. Then I tried a little bit of body surfing.
How'd you get on?
Pretty decent, because I'm in the right shape for it.
Yeah, struggle with that. Went, yeah. This is going to sound quite tossy. I went paddleboarding in Monaco last year.
Tossy.
And I went out there with Sean Justice, Ealing Trailfinders, and Matt Powell, and our respective spouses. And the guy was like, three bodyboards, please. Three paddleboards, please. He looked at me and he's like, two boku. I was like, what's the weight limit? He's like, this many pounds. I was like, that's about right. That's about right. I'm okay with it. I don't quite know what the conversion is, but it should be okay. And they gave me this thing that looked like a plane of a jumbo jet. And I got on it, and I was shin deep in water straight away. So he's like, how much? And I was, he goes, 100 kilograms, 100 kilograms. I was like, brother.
Was he?
I was 135 by that point. So it didn't work. So paddleboarding's never worked for me.
Yeah.
I saw...
I've never done it, but I'm pretty sure I'd be decent at it. Decent at most things.
So last... Right.
There you are. Look, that's where I'm going. The PGA.
Catalunya.
Catalunya Resort. Yeah. Let me know if anyone's played golf there, what it's like.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So last Sunday after the Chiefs game, two Sundays ago, I stayed with Matt Powell down in Devon because we were doing that thing on the Monday night. And we went out for supper at the Pig and Pallet in Topsham in Devon. What a lovely place Topsham is. Great restaurant, wicked food. And what a great... We went to the pub for a few couple of pints afterwards. It was fab.
Lads.
Blimmin' lads. And the next day we went to pick up the car, because we had a couple of jars. Saw Henry Slade. He'd just been with Jack Noel pulling out, been doing a bit of paddle boarding in Topsham day after a game. Nice little life, isn't it?
Wow. Tops
nice
off.
Little life. Where he was just pulling out, just back in the car.
Okay.
I liked it because it was spitting with rain a bit. It was a bit windy, a bit grey. And I said, oh, nice weather for you. He said, oh, it doesn't matter. It's only water.
Active recovery.
Good boy. That's it. That's good. That's good.
I do sometimes panic in the water a bit, in the sea. I think it's just from watching like Jaws and films like that, that I don't know. You just don't know what's in there, mate. You don't know what's... There could be jellyfish, Portuguese man of war, which has... come out of Portugal and gone to Spain for a holiday.
Yeah. What could that actually be?
Or a shark.
Yeah. And there was somebody was attacked by a great white the other day.
Those buggers, they'll kill you as well.
Them buggers. Somebody was attacked by a great white the other day.
But imagine a fin coming out of the water when you're like shoulder deep, trying to
mate.
Body surf, and you
mate.
See it. I mean, you're meant to poke it in the eye.
That's what I'd do. Pull its front legs apart. What
it's, like, it's like when you see a crocodile, you're meant to hold its mouth down because it can squash and crush bone.
Oh, no, it's got no... Yeah.
Similar with thumbs. Look, give me a thumb.
Yeah.
Right.
Now try and lift it up.
Now try and lift it up.
Exactly.
No, that's what I'm... That's my I've got to say that. Now try and lift it up.
Oh, yeah, I can't.
Yeah. That's why your kids can beat you at thumb wall.
Yeah, if they get you, they can't. My kids can't beat me at thumb wall, though. My kids cannot beat me at that. They never will. So, got a nice little lunch coming up this week, actually. Well, I've got a couple of nice little events this week. I'm going out for...
Anything that doesn't involve food?
No.
I'm
going out for dinner with Stuart Hooper tomorrow night.
Yep.
Talk Rugger.
Bullfrog.
Then I'm going on a wine tasting night with a few friends in Bath, which would be really cool, at a place called Walcott House, which is like this
how many friends
cool
do
sort of new club in Bath. Then on Friday, I'm up to London for the Roast Beef Club annual lunch at the Hurlingham Club. It is absolutely brilliant. Every year they support a different military charity.
You hosting
the rifles. Yeah, hosting it. And that's brilliant. Every year it's just one of the best events of the year. So I normally, because I'm working, I don't drink, so I will do it. And then about 5 o'clock, I'll get a taxi to Paddington and come home. But there's been a special request for a few of us this year to stay up and have a few blooming jars. And I've got a weekend off this weekend, Tom.
Why?
It was a European weekend. And I'm not needed. Cause
can't get any gigs, can you?
I'm not contracted to BT, so they don't need me. Lovely, mate.
How was it? Never you don't mind that?
No.
No. I thought you were all like work at all costs.
Well, when there's work, I work, but
yeah,
I don't.
What are you going to do? What are you going
to
do?
Like I had 3 days off last week because I went to Devon. It was really nice.
Yeah.
Although kids had 3 weeks off for Easter and I managed to get 3 days in Devon, which is not very many, is it?
It's quality, not quantity, though. Because you did loads with them apart from like sleep every afternoon for an hour and a half.
As soon as I got there, I just went to sleep anyway. Exactly. Yeah. But it's like...
But they like taking photos of you anyway, so...
Yeah, but it's like, oh, let's have some nice quality family time. Yeah, brilliant. I love it with the whole family. I was like, right, guys, it's nice and sunny. I'm going to take the dogs out. Who's coming? No. Like, my wife's on the sofa looking at Daily Mail website with the kids, looking at pictures of celebrities and, like, YouTubing different Little Mix dance routines and stuff. They're all just on the sofa. They're doing, like, jigsaws and stuff. Then they're on the sofa having a drink. And I was like, anyone coming? No. I was like, okay, good family time, guys. I'll see you in an hour and a half. And the next day, anyone coming this time? Going to go to the beach? No. No. So we went out together every day, but it's like, anybody want to come on a dog walk? No. So I'm walking around blooming Devon with my dog, listening to my audiobooks.
Can he floss yet?
Who can who?
Can he floss?
Yes.
Do you know what it is? I'm not talking about your teeth.
No, I can't do that. That's what you mean. No.
I can.
I've told the girls to learn it.
My kids taught me.
You're quite a good dancer, though, aren't you?
Well, yeah, you close your eyes. It's just natural rhythm, isn't it?
Yeah.
I did loads of dancing on holiday at Kids Club.
Did you?
Yeah. All the songs, teach them.
That guy, were you?
Yeah, well, I had to, really. They just love dancing. And part of being a parent, mate, is to just lose all your inhibitions. So I did.
You lose all your inebriations. Why, when we're doing a pod, are you scrolling through Instagram? Are you just bored?
No. Just looking... I went on Twitter and it accidentally went on Instagram. I've seen if there's any questions, but we've not really asked for any. So a lot of tweets about Bristol Bears.
I know. I don't know why I don't like all that.
It's because it's new. That's why, mate. It's because it's new and you're not, you know, 10 years down the line, you'd be like, oh, bloody the Bears.
Oh, those Bears. Yeah, I tell you, kind of differently, Bath is quite an interesting situation at the moment because obviously they're a big club. They're a very, very high spending club, and they have a huge number of players, and they've got a lot of players getting paid a lot of money, and they're not playing very well at all.
They're not. I agree.
There's a lot of talk about Todd Blackadder being under pressure and that sort of
stuff. Told you. I've not seen them play quality rugby since they had George Ford at 10 and
Flatman at no.
No. It was a 12 that's gone to Wasps.
Tapper.
Got blank. No, he's gone to Wasps now.
Oh, Kyle Eastman
at 12. Yeah. Jonathan Joseph. I've not seen them play well since they had those combinations, really.
Yeah.
How slick they were.
Yeah. And it's funny, isn't it? And also, I mean...
They were like the Scarlets playing now.
Some people would... Obviously, Stuart Hooper, who I'm seeing tomorrow, is a very old friend of mine. We've been mates for 20 years, right? So that I'm not going out with him to get information. I'm going out because we're mates and we like pizza. And I would obviously never broadcast anything he might say. But I don't know. I haven't spoken to him about it at all. But a couple of guys within the club I've spoken to have, you know, they haven't confirmed or denied it. But I don't see how losing Tabai Matson, who ran the attack, and not replacing him hasn't had an impact because they looked so much better when he was there. But it's funny because to watch them at the weekend and it's... We did this... our analysis, Durders and I did our analysis after the game at Sarries. And Bath got absolutely smoked by Sarries, and they gave Sarries about 2/3 of their points.
Oh,
they just dished up so much ball. But, you know, I was talking to a couple of players afterwards, like Francois and those guys, and it was just bizarre. And I ended up going into a bit of a rant about it. And it's funny because you do your best not to be that guy who used to play for Bath. And bear in mind, as you well know, Tommy, I played for Sarries over 100 times as well, so I've got links to both of these clubs.
You so did.
So it's like strong links to both of these clubs. And it's like, I got a bit of a rant about it, because what bugs me a bit is when you've got top players just tossing the ball around, doing random stuff. But also there's this weird stuff, and everyone has bad games, everyone. But say, for example, yeah, Reece Priestley didn't have his best game at the weekend. And we know he can do good stuff. Of course he can. He's got a load of caps and all that. But it wasn't a good game for him. So that happens, right? Happened to you, happened to me, happens to everyone. But they will not take him off. And it's almost like they wouldn't take George Ford off when Reece used to be on the bench. They would not take him off. So it's like... And I was joking around with Freddie Burns before kickoff, like before warm-ups and stuff. And I said, looking forward to 2 minutes at 12, mate, at the end. Come on 78. Come on after 78 minutes at 12. Well done, mate. A bit of a joke, you know. And he gets put on for whatever it was, 15 minutes at 12. And it's like, if there's one person in the back line you're going to take off, it's not Ben Tapuai. It's odd. And it was just like, there's
Nines and tens will change a game.
Yeah.
You know, if you are losing, and, you know, it was fairly close half time, but after sort of 10 minutes after half time, well, I mean, we'll talk about this. Should we
let's
save this?
Go. No, let's just go.
No, let's save it because we'll have a little music.
But anyway,
interlude.
But okay, we'll do that. But then my point was that I ended up going to a rant about it, and they were like, yeah, that's fine, but it's a bit too long because you've only got a certain amount of time to talk. So I was like, right, I'll do it again. So I had three or four versions of this chat and made them shorter each time so they could use one of them. And it turns out all of them were too long. So they cut a load of stuff out. So I think it's one of those things.
Funny.
When you live in Bath and you are sort of a little bit scathing about Bath, what happens is you get Bath supporters sending you messages saying you're overcompensating and you're biased and it's only because you played for Bath. And I said, I'm not angry about it. I'm not upset about it.
Do you know what I say to supporters like that?
What?
Or do to supporters like that?
What?
This.
He's putting his middle finger up. But it's funny, whatever you say, you get rinsed a little bit. But
it's like you can't be honest about your own team because you're seen as biased.
Yeah.
But that's a small proportion, mate, of people that would disagree with you because sometimes they're so in love with a team.
Yeah.
That they're just super positive and they can't often see on the outside what flaws there are and where they're going wrong.
Yeah, and if anyone ever disagrees with me, I just block them.
Easy.
Yeah, I don't really.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So, my love, what game do you want to start with?
Well, better start with Friday night, really. Newcastle against Sale.
Great game.
Bizarre game.
Great game. Yeah.
It's brilliant, though. I loved it.
It was loose. It was fast. And there were a lot of mistakes. There's a lot of space. But what do you want? You don't want... You know, if both teams have perfect games, there's not going to be any tries, really, because you've got to make mistakes in order to score tries. But 25-0 up after 31 minutes. You what, mate?
Yeah. I know.
You
absolutely
what?
You spanked them for having it, didn't they?
Here's one thing, though. Now, Sale obviously didn't win, but their comeback started, and it was a try from Curry, wasn't there? Which was obviously a try. But I think the Marlon Yard, his first try, clear obstruction from Strauss.
Do you?
On Cicino.
Do you?
I do think so, yeah. Stopped him enough, blocked him enough for that try to be called back as obstruction.
Oh,
I think that, but
well, luckily
he scored it.
Luckily for Sale, it doesn't matter what you think.
No, it doesn't at all, mate, and who cares what I think.
I thought
anyway.
Marlon Yard was really good.
Yeah, he was good. He looked sharp and fast.
He looked really fast, didn't he?
Yeah,
I often wondered
did.
If he's that quick. He did look
no,
really quick, though.
He's like lazy quick, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, he's not, you know, when you watch someone like
go on.
Jack Noel.
Yeah.
He bounces. He's left, right. He's always moving.
Yeah.
Whilst Marlon Yard is a bit, he looks like he's not shifting, but he is.
Yeah. Let's just say he's deceptively fast because that's the cliche, isn't it?
No, well.
Well, he's deceived me, Tommy, all these years.
Yeah, okay.
I thought he looked great. I thought he had a good game. Rob Webber had another good game as well. So sad to see Will Welch get injured at the end. I don't know how he is, actually. But But it was a hell of a game. I mean,
I know.
Jeez, it was. But it,
I love watching Gonova play.
Yeah, he's crazy. It just is the way he moves, the way his body moves. It's just different from everyone else, isn't it?
Completely different. But he's a threat. He's like, remember when Clermont were probably at their peak and they never won Europe, but they were incredible at home. And they had Siviatu on one wing.
Siviatu and Nalanga.
Nalanga.
Yeah.
Like, he's exactly of that mould. So dangerous picking and going on the base of rucks. Always pops up everywhere.
He's a nightmare.
A nightmare. Carries the ball like it's a cricket ball in his hand.
But it's just, he's just his movement. He just, but his body moves differently from everyone else's.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's partly a Fijian thing.
Well, no, I think it is a Fijian thing.
It is a Fijian thing, but he's different from a lot of Fijians still.
Well, he's better than a lot of Fijians,
yeah,
but
that's kind of what I mean.
He's very Fijian-like in his play.
Jeez, he's just, oh, he's fabulous.
What a sign he's been. And, you know, you've got, if you're Leicester, you've got to be looking at thinking, we should have kept him.
Yeah, it's good to see Bobby Vickers going over for the winner from 3.6 centimetres. So good at that.
Yeah. But it was big pressure kick by Hodgson as well before that.
Yeah.
Who's played so well all season. I mean, yeah, do you have much contact with Dave Walder?
No.
Newcastle, no.
Well, not.
But
well, no.
Seems to be doing a great job with their attack.
Yeah, he's really, really well. And he's one of those players that a couple of years from now will get offered, or a year or two from now will get offered what some might see as a bigger job. But it was interesting at this event. But I think he's got a big job. That's the point. But at this event on Monday night, this thing down in Devon, one of the other guys I was interviewing was Paul Tisdale, who's the manager of Exeter City Football Club, and he's the, except Arsene Wenger, he is the longest serving manager in English professional football, or British professional football, something like that. So he's been there for 12 years or something like that.
Okay.
Really successful, does a really good job, really bright. And he had an interesting view on it. And I said, is the aim not to get a Premier League job? And he said, well, I've been offered a Premier League job and I didn't take it. And I know him personally, so I know he's not making it up. He's a good man. And he's like, it's interesting because people talk all about players' loyalty, and as soon as you get a bigger offer, you're gone. What about manager's loyalty? Exeter have taken great care of me. You know, I'm sure he's well looked after, but he's like, they've given me loads of responsibility. I've done a good job. I've never felt my job was under threat. I've always been supported. And it's like, well, someone comes along and offers me a bit more cash, I'll have less responsibility, less fun, more pressure, just bigger numbers at the end of the month. Well, no, I want to be loyal to the team that's been great for me. One day maybe I will move on, but it goes both ways. And people, managers have to be loyal too, not just clubs. Just like players have to be loyal, not just clubs. Quite interesting. But Dave Walder is one of those guys classically that will get offered big jobs over the next couple of years when his contracts are up. And I don't mind where he goes, but I rather hope he stays because I'd love Newcastle to keep flying like they are. Keep the Falcons flying.
He's also tried and tested, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not a risk.
No, very low risk.
What a lovely day it looked like at Gloucester, and you don't say that very often. The pitch looked good, it looked green, the weather was amazing.
Yeah.
A very good win by Gloucester.
Yeah, Quinns are in a tough spot, aren't they?
Quinns, Bath, you thought Northampton, but
yeah,
good win for them at the weekend.
Out.
But at this stage of the season, a lot of teams just, and players probably just can't wait for the season to be over. They're not in the playoffs, there's nothing really to play for apart from themselves and their mates and the club. So you can sort of see that really, I think, in Harlequin's performance.
Yeah.
It pains me to say it, to say about any team, but they were beaten by a hungrier team. You could see that. A lot of miscommunication, I thought, with Quinns as well. And you look at, is it Brayley's first try?
Yeah.
So
Atkinson fires a flat pass to 12.
Mate, his passing was crisp.
Yeah.
All day. He was so good.
It's no surprise that 12 Trees had a good game outside Atkinson either.
It didn't. Like, but you look at the forwards, it's fairly fast ruck ball, fairly fast. Not incredibly fast, but it's fast enough. The forwards have come around the corner, they're drifting. You've got Jamie Roberts and his winger blitzing. You've got two players. So there's a miscommunication right from the start.
Yeah.
You only blitz when it's really slow ball and you've got numbers.
Yeah.
And a huge hole opens up for 12 Trees and it's just an easy pass back inside.
Yeah.
But that's the communication you need.
And also you look at Jake Pelledri's try where he just basically picks and goes to the left and just waltzes through. The Quins have got the numbers there. They're just not communicating, and it's not absolutely inbuilt in them. It's not automatic where they're supposed to be. So he's wandering through gaps that shouldn't be there. I did actually watch Quins at the weekend and think they hit harder and ran harder and competed harder. I just thought they didn't look like they're in the right place.
But you can see a team, you can see Gloucester were full of confidence. And we talked about Atkinson. What a pass that was for the Woodward try. I think it ends up going... Yeah. Who's it end up going? It's a 30-metre pass, and it's a beauty.
Yeah.
I think it goes into Trinder's hands, and he steps inside and
hits
Woodward. But Woodward, he's got to be knocking on that door for England, do you not think?
So he's English qualified.
Because I looked at... Mike Brown had a pick-up and go from a lovely break by Woodward. And now Mike Brown's a back three, and I think he is a good player. There's you cannot argue that.
Yeah.
But he got mowed down, for me, a bit too quickly by Billy Burns.
Yeah, what court you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Same thing, mowed down.
Mowed down, get it, yeah. I think he might be doing a mowed thing because of tree surgery, lawn mow.
Anyway.
Landscaping, gardening.
Let's crack
Billy
on
Billy 12 Tree's dad is a tree surgeon.
All right.
Not a joke. Not a joke. There's no punchline. That's like my dad being a landlord. Flats.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's what it's come to, isn't
it? Yeah. Carry on.
But Woodward, yeah, for England. I mean, yeah. How would you watch him and not pick him? He is fab. He's absolutely fab.
What do you reckon? But we're talking about Brown's pick and go and getting caught by Billy Burns as well.
Yeah. Woodward wouldn't get caught. It's not all about that, but he would.
It's not all about pace because 15.
You need to be quick enough.
Yeah, you've got. But he really gets caught quickly.
Mm.
Now, you know, I it could be because he was tired. He had a bit of. He had some DOMS. I get DOMS all the time in my legs touch.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
But Billy Burns is fast as well, man. Let's not forget about that.
It's a really tough spot for Quins, and John Kingston has said that he thinks it's a squad on the verge of great things, and I don't necessarily agree with that.
But let's have three cheers for Woodward anyway.
Yeah, he was really good. Really, really nice game.
Talk about the live game you're at, mate, with Channel 5.
Phew.
Leicester and Northampton.
No, did not give Saints a chance. No one did. They absolutely battled.
I watched the end of that game, streamed it, BT Sport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On holiday,
yeah.
Oh, well done. But it was a great game, and it was about Leicester. I mean, a lot of what it's about was Leicester coughing up opportunities in the opposition 22. So their set piece has been so good since Mark Bakewell arrived, and that was like one of the key things pre-match we looked at. Is they've just improved every week since he arrived. So their ball they're winning is more predictable. And higher quality, and it gives better ball to the back, which means everyone looks better.
Why did Horney go off, mate, early doors? Do you remember?
Yes, first tackle, Calamifoni caught the ball. Rob Horn hit him and just got either looked like a knockout or a stinger. Couldn't quite tell. Maybe stinger, but a bad one. And thing is, once Paul Grayson was telling me, and he was saying that he's done all the courses and stuff, and once somebody says... whatever the words are, prime response, this could be serious, you have to run through the entire stretcher protocol, the entire thing. Whether he needs it or not, you have to run through it.
Safety is paramount.
Yeah, so we don't know if he needed that or not, but at this point, where we are today, which is Tuesday lunchtime. But it was a long old delay.
What's your thoughts on Ellis Genge's performance?
Ellis Genge is...
aggressive.
He's...
powerful.
Tommy, he's magnificent. He's absolutely magnificent. But at the weekend, he did what Leicester did a couple of times, which was do something brilliant and chuck a pass that wasn't quite there. So it didn't quite come together for him, but he remained a proper force on the field. I mean, he's something else when he's got the ball.
Foden's try.
Yeah, it was against the run of play, but who cares? Really nicely taken. Good hands.
It was a standard sort of rugby league play that you see, putting it behind the forward, back to a guy hanging behind him. And Foden just gets on the outside of Vianu.
Yeah.
Well taken try, actually, by Foden, because he did have a fair bit of work to do. But what I liked that was, I know Leicester, Northampton score the try, but Genge's hunger to get off the line and make a tackle on his man.
Yeah.
You don't often see that from props.
Yeah.
All day he was like that.
Yeah.
Identified his man, went off the line, took everyone a little bit by surprise, but it was a well worked play. I thought he impressed me the whole game, really.
He's an animal.
He creates a try for Vianu then, doesn't he?
Yeah. I mean, his acceleration. I think apparently someone said he used to be a centre when he was younger, but his scrum work was good, although Alex Waller came off the bench and really put the heat on in a really key scrum on the line where Leicester presumably were going to go for a pushover or something like it. So Alex Waller really produced, but overall, Genge, okay, chucked a couple of balls away, but what a player. I mean,
he just wants the ball in his hand and he wants to run and he wants to hurt someone.
Yeah. He is a
savage.
And that
ticks all boxes for me.
Yeah, I really, really like him. He's just a brilliant player. And England are just blessed with loose heads at the moment. When you think the guys they've got, Hepburn as well, who is, frankly, every bit as good as Genge. They've got Abano in the wings as well, who's getting better and better. He actually played quite well at the weekend. One of the few players who really did for Bath, I thought. Not as spectacular as normal for him, but still had a good game, I thought, and had some good impact. But you know, you've got Marler as well, you've got Makovunipola. You know, I'm sure I'm missing people here, but you've got some properly good loose heads around at the moment. So it's a golden time for English loose head, but it's not a great time to be an English loose head unless your name's Mako.
Reinach. What a game he had.
Yeah,
super sharp. Super sharp.
Yeah.
Lovely little well worked try. Slip off the back of the lineup by Harrison.
Yeah. That ball was lush.
It was inside. It was absolutely perfect. And because it was done so late.
Yeah.
It just doesn't give you time to react.
Indefendable of that, isn't it?
It was delish. But then Reinach made a break again, and Alfie Tuala finishes. Now that was good, because Alfie Tuala gets the ball, but you look at when he Gonova does it. Most wingers do it. Most good players do it. But what they're doing is they keep moving direction, so whoever's trying to tackle him keeps having to look over their shoulder.
Yeah.
Can't move, can't get a point of contact, and just sort of turns his player inside out, and it was a very good finish. And you look at the transfer of the ball, so there's any kids watching, you watch that's a classic example of how to transfer the ball from one arm to the other, so your other arm's free then to defend, to try and block a tackle, whatever you want. I mean, because not all handoffs are in the chest or head area. A lot of people hand off arms because that's what you start to go with first. When you start the tackle, your arms come forward a lot of the time first. Now if you hit that arm down, all of a sudden, then you've got no grip.
Yeah.
So you're just relying on the shoulder making contact, and you're not always going to get that, are you?
No.
There's a lot of arm tackles. So that was a really, really nice bit of play by Tuala to finish that off. Jonah Holmes' try.
Non-try. Matt O'Connor said that's a try all day long.
It's not a try all
it's
day
long. It's not a try. It's not.
It's not. I agree.
Yeah, it's not at all. I mean,
he's blocked. Whether he's going to make the tackle or not is irrelevant. He's blocked, and he's not allowed to make that tackle through obstruction.
Yeah, he's denied a fair shot at making that tackle through illegal means, and
that's a reaction straight after the game.
Of course,
he's probably not seen it. From where he was sitting, it probably looks like a try. Although he would have had the benefit of looking at a computer and seeing the replay. But
I don't know if he would by then. Or maybe he would. Of course, he would in the stands.
Yeah,
but again, it's not the point whether he would have made the tackle or not. I mean, he might have made it, and he wasn't in the shot. So
the hole opened up, but he was
brutal for Leicester because everyone was celebrating and going nuts on the bench, and it gets disallowed. Yes. Savage that. Didn't need to do it either because I do reckon he would have scored actually. But
I don't know. You don't know. That's the problem. But I mean, you've got to be squeaky clean because anything like that now, 10 years, 5 years ago, would have just been given as a try.
Yeah.
But now, any obstruction, any potential obstruction like that, there's going to be a review of it.
Yeah.
And you cannot hold anyone. You cannot have your arms up.
Can't do it.
Nope.
Can't do it, Tommy. But high drama. Jamie Gibson was the best player on the field for mine. What a game he had.
Reinach, I reckon, for me.
Reinach was good, but Jamie Gibson, that win was built on him, I thought.
Jamie Gibson was good, but Reinach was better.
All right, boy. And then I went to Sarri's Bath at the weekend as well.
Were you
with Marco van der Derde?
That's right.
Van Derden Smythe.
How was Van Derden Smythe? Does he ever talk about me? Does he say, God, Shanks was such a great crack at Cheltenham. Let's become a threesome. Let's have MMM.
No.
Ever?
I'm not sure he knows who you are.
It's my name.
Have you met him? Just
loads.
I'm not sure he knows you. He's on great form. Actually, no, he wasn't on great form this week. He was just on very, very good form.
Does he
He's
like
He's the
me?
Man. I think he had like half a glass of wine on Saturday night. He does like you, yeah. Half a glass of wine on Saturday night, which is nothing, but for him is, before work, is a real treat, you know. He had so little that he drove, you know, he had half a glass or something, but he's like, well, I feel very guilty, and he can't concentrate because he's had a drink.
All right.
He knows he consumes some alcohol within 24 hours of work.
Does he drink?
He does, yeah, but only when he's got no work.
Okay.
Which
like
is,
me.
Yeah, like me. He is great. He's the man. That was a...
Come, mate, let's dissect that.
Sobering experience for Bath. It was almost like, I mean, if you watch the TV, the highlights, you'll have already heard me say most of this, but...
people don't. But it's only 15-6, right, half-time. So Bath, still 1,000,000% in that game.
Yeah, but I'm watching that game thinking, nope. And I won't tell you who said it, because it's not a particularly nice thing to say, but I was speaking to some of the Sarries lads afterwards, and one of them, you know, I said to one of them, did you feel like if you came out in the second half and just hammered it for 5 or 10 minutes, Bath would disappear? And it was, he didn't say no, put it that way. So I think there's, it's not right.
Cruz, yeah, that's who you're trying to.
No, it wasn't actually. No. But it's like, it's not a happy place, and it doesn't seem coordinated. It doesn't seem...
Be a senior player, because you don't chat to the youngsters, because they,
do
don't,
chat to
they
the
don't respect you.
I do chat to the youngsters. Okay. They remember me from my Sarries days, yeah. Well, they probably got pictures of me on the walls where they train, haven't they?
Do you know what I found really...
I was in the match day programme, mate. They read that in the changes.
Do you know what I found really funny? But this is funny. It's not just like
okay.
What you say. Natural.
Yeah.
Okay, naturally yeah. Comes out. Liam Williams scored his try. Just doesn't look like he should run.
It's funny. Dirt is watching it. We're watching it live.
See, that's funny. You can say that now.
Yeah, and he was like, how do those legs even work?
Like, he is fast, but I feel bad saying this. And... I have a chat after I've said this, whether we cut it out or not, keep it in. But for me, he runs like a midget.
How do midgets run? Well, like Liam
like
Williams.
That. Watch Willow.
How do they run?
Watch Willow, the film.
All right. Well, I'll get back to you.
He's got like a really long upper body, and his legs just like scuttling along in a strange movement because he's so bow-legged.
You can't cut it out.
It's like, I look at him the same way I look at planes. Like, how on earth do you get in the air and fly?
Yeah, how do you run?
I just don't get it.
It works though, doesn't it?
Works very well. I nearly swore then. We're not allowed to swear because we're going to bigger and better things.
Yeah.
This podcast is going international.
Yeah, it's actually not, but Michelle wants us to stop swearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a wonder how he runs that quick, but he does.
Because Bath...
What a player, he was great.
Bath have a lovely break, don't they, from Brew, who's had a... fantastic season.
Oh, what a game he had though.
And
shining light he was.
They get quick ball and Lowe mistimes his run off Priestland, doesn't really give Priestland too much of an option, goes down, picked up by Sarries. Liam Williams scoots in from 70 metres.
Yeah.
Owen Farrell gets an intercept then. Yeah. Another try off the break of play. And you look at, he takes the ball and you look at Tapawai and his reaction. Head down straight away as soon as that intercept goes. Then he starts chasing back. And it was just... There was 15, maybe plus, handling errors from Bath during that game.
Yep. Just...
You can't do that.
They look... Do you know what? They look way off it.
You can't, Alan. You can't.
You can't do it, Alan. They look way off it at the moment. And there seems to be very, very little fluency. Very, very little direction. And... as one of the Bath players put it to me afterwards, very little grunt.
Yeah.
Like, how are you ripping that, getting out of that ball and ripping some forward momentum out of that game? So Leicester have it because Callum Afoni, I thought, carried better than he's carried for a long time. He's always carried a lot, but for me, Sione Callum Afoni has always been 20 carries for 18 metres kind of guy.
But Leicester in a different position, mate, because Leicester are fifth, okay? So they're still trying to get in the playoffs. They're qualifying for the Champions Cup. Bath are eighth. They're 11 points off.
My point is, like, a matter of weeks ago, Leicester were struggling badly,
yeah.
And Bath were top four, right? So it's not that many rounds ago. But then Bath are now struggling to get momentum, whereas Leicester have got guys like Genge back, Bateman off the bench, and they are ripping momentum out of games. they've got guys who will just, you know,
yeah,
carry hard and deliver momentum, deliver front
go to men.
So you got, it's like Bath are looking at Francois to nick balls every 5 minutes, and it doesn't always work like that, especially when you've been
waiting. They're waiting for Banahan to do, or Brew to do, a huge run.
Yeah, and they're waiting. Falatau did produce something wonderful, but they're waiting for Falatau to produce magic, and it's like, it doesn't work that way.
You do need, it yourself.
Yeah, you need guys to do that job. And
but I tell you what, though, you know, you look at Worcester, Northampton, Quins. Bet they're happy that London Irish. I've only won 3 games.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're a safety net, aren't they?
Yeah.
See, Bristol have got to avoid the Bears. Have got to be avoid being that safety net next week. But Sarri's cruised. I mean, I said after the game, I don't know if it might. I haven't seen the show yet. I haven't been home, but I don't know if it made the cut. But I don't think Saracens. I know they had to run and pass and tackle and all that sort of stuff, and they're all out of breath at the end, and there's your black eye knocking around. But I don't think they will play an easier league match than that this season. And I mean, any league match. But I know they didn't score 100 points, but geez, they just got it dished up to them.
In the Pro 14,
Bath came bearing gifts, that's what I'll say.
In the Pro 14, Scarlets, who are flying at the moment, they were pretty much hammered.
Got pumped by
Edinburgh. When I say pretty much, they were hammered by Edinburgh. So were Leinster. They were beaten by Benetton, 17-15. But both those teams obviously playing this weekend, aren't they?
Yeah.
In the semi. So
that's where the Pro 14 falls down. And that is where... That's a perfect example of. I'm glad for Edinburgh.
Well, Edinburgh are a good team, and they're playing pretty decent rugby at the moment. But Leinster, no matter what team they field, should beat Benetton at home.
Yeah, you're right. They should, but that's where it falls down, because it just doesn't matter if they lose. It just doesn't matter.
No,
that's why the promotion relegation thing is interesting, and I've kind of swipped and swapped a little bit on that, and flipped and flopped and swished and swashed. And I just feel
pushed
like...
Pushed and pulled.
I just feel like it's nice for the owners to have relegation ruled out for 5 years, and I do think that will happen. But then, if that just results in a load more money being pumped in, does that actually make it better? Does it actually make it better? A load more money coming in because people feel safer to invest? I don't know that it does. I just feel like that drama... is such a big part of the league, you know, and the Pro 14 will always struggle to be as popular as it could be, because there's every chance you're going to turn up to see your team and it's a load of kids you never
heard
of.
Well, yeah, that's the problem you've got, but
it's like every other week's like Anglo Welsh,
but
they are
trying to improve it, and it is being improved because the Southern Kings and the Cheetahs coming in. There's talk of American team, there's talk of German. They're trying to create a better league, which is more exciting. Now, you've also got the Blues now. They've qualified for the Champions Cup, which is massive for them, considering the last five or six years they've been in the Challenge Cup. Danny Wilson's leaving at the end of the season, which is a shame because he's probably done the best with that team. They're in a semi-final of second-tier Europe competition. They've qualified for the Champions Cup. That's the best they've done since Dai Young's era ended.
Yeah.
He's leaving. New coach come in. Ospreys doesn't look like they're going to qualify for Champions Cup. Scarlets, we've talked enough about the Scarlets and how good they are and how good Wayne Pivac and Stephen Jones are. So it's a big year next year for the Dragons.
Yeah.
They've not played particularly well. Not Hugh Jackman.
Bernard Jackman.
Head coach, the union owns the Dragons.
Yeah,
so big season for them next year. Well, big season for Bernard Jackman if he wants to carry on, because we've seen glimpses of what the Dragons can do, but you know, they're sixth at the moment. They've won 2 games, they've lost 16, they've drawn 2. That's not a great return on your season, is it?
No, it's poor. That's poor, Tommy.
But
hey.
Anyway.
It's Rugger, isn't it? Who do you reckon is going to make the Prem final?
Who do you reckon is going to make the Prem final?
Well, Chiefs and Saris.
Now.
Of course it is, isn't it?
They won't play each other, will they, until the final?
It would have been quite nice if they'd met in a semi-final, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really agree with playoff finals. I mean, it is good because it's exciting and, you know, a fourth team can win, but... For me, a league is a league. You know,
Tommy, I've been in that position. I've come top of the league with Bath, lost in the final.
That's IMO. I love saying that now, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But it makes it exciting. It's good for the fans. It's people tune in. It's TV rights a lot. But
and it's accepted now, isn't it? It's just the thing now.
But, you know, whoever finishes top of the league
wins
should
it.
Win it.
Which would be cheap.
Like Man City.
Yeah. Yeah, good on them, eh?
Yeah, well done. You look a little bit like Pep.
I do a bit, yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed that recently.
Yeah, I do.
With fluid retention.
Yeah, with a weight retaining illness.
With a bulletproof with
gigantism.
Vest on.
Gigantism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got the mumps.
Yeah.
But well done Man City as well.
Oh yeah, well done Man City. Really happy for them, aren't we? We love football. Should we round this off, Tommy?
Yeah. 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 Let's round this off.
Hey, by the way, thanks to everyone who reacted so kindly to the pod with Nolly
two weeks ago.
I mean, went down really, really well. I saw Nolly again the other day. I did a thing on Sunday morning with Nolly and Jason Robinson.
Oh, great.
For Old Mutual Wealth down in Bournemouth before the Saris game. It was really, really nice. And we know Jace, obviously, but she's fab, isn't she, Nolly?
Yeah. Did she have a good reaction to being on the pod?
Loved it. Yeah, really? Really liked it. She really enjoyed it. Lots of people have said nice things. And I think a couple of the other girls, I think Heather Fisher wants to come on.
Yeah, I think we should. Yeah. I mean, we haven't talked about anything to do with the Commonwealth Games that's been on.
Yes.
I've not seen much of it. I've only seen some of it on Twitter and on the BBC website.
The netballers.
Other websites are available.
The netballers only went and won, didn't they?
And the ITV website and the Channel 5 website.
Yep.
And the Sky website.
Yep.
Yeah, netballers won.
And bristolbears.co.uk. There's some good sport on there, I reckon.
Homepage.
Some good sport.
Yeah. But did you watch any of the sevens?
No.
New Zealand won.
I've been away. I haven't watched any of it.
Okay. You've been in the country, though.
But I don't move around. I'm not like you. I'm not on tour anymore. I don't get to hotel rooms, quickly check what channels I've got, and then sit down and watch Eurosport 2 for 4 hours.
It's the first thing I did when I went on holiday.
Exactly.
It took me ages to go through like 100 channels, but I worked out we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We also had Nickelodeon, Disney Channel for the kids.
Winner. But when I'm in like Devon, I don't watch TV.
RTL, post 10 o'clock.
Standard. Standard. Remember those days?
Oh. Yeah, God, don't I? I mean, no.
No. What days?
Successful Commonwealth Games, I believe, for Wales. Certainly was for Wales.
Yeah. Ned Bolting, who covers a lot of cycling, he tweeted something that Martin Bayfield retweeted the other day, which I then retweeted because I agree with it entirely, is who on earth cares about medal tables other than Putin and... What was it, Team GB or something like that, or UK Sport, whatever it was. It's like, who cares? It's like these wonderful sports getting denied funding, getting effectively dissolved at elite level because they might not win a medal. It's like, who gives a toss about the medal table? Does anyone give a toss? Since when did that become a measure of success? A load of rubbish.
Why is the medal table not a measure of success? Because the more medals you win, the better you're doing.
But what if you're really great at... I just don't. You've got shed load of participation in a sport.
Yeah, but
it's a big sport, and you're just shutting it down.
It helps the countries to look at what sports need more funding and how to fund. You know, if they're having success, like loads of money's been pumped into cycling because of our success at cycling, and a country, Great Britain, England, you know, they're viewed on, I suppose, what type of country they are by how good they are at sport, amongst other things.
Yeah, I just don't think people view... I don't think people form an opinion of your country by the medal table. I think it's a load of balls.
Oh, well, that's just you being a pessimist because...
Oh, here we go.
I'll get you when you're not tired and you'll be like that.
I am a bit tired, actually.
I love medal tables.
I am a bit tired. But, you know, I had a late night in the blooming lash, didn't I?
I mean, should I give you a few facts before we go?
Oh, God. Yeah.
There's a fact about Apple adverts, okay? This is off the top of my head because I've not got it in front of me. But every Apple advert, the time shown on a watch or an iPhone or an iPad, I think would be around 9:41. I think that's when Steve Jobs first launched the iPhone.
Blimmin' hell.
Not many people know that.
No.
Kim Jong-un.
If it's true, yeah.
Has banned sarcasm from North Korea.
Has he?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
We'd both be knackered, wouldn't we?
Yeah. I love that, though. I love how mental that is. Like, he'd never played golf before and then he got a hole-in-one straight away, 18 hole-in-ones or something, didn't he? It's just bananas.
Mate, did you see, I've gone blank now, Tony Finau. He's an American golfer He's about 6'8". He looks like an NFL player. He dislocated his ankle on the par 3 challenge.
Oh, yeah. And kept going.
Popped it back in and led the Masters on the first day.
Yeah.
Wow, hero. He's got to be double jointed, hasn't he?
Did you see the picture of his bruising and stuff? Pretty grim.
Have you watched Stranger Things?
Yeah, I didn't really take to it. Sci-fi, isn't it?
It was rejected 15 to 20 times by different networks before Netflix picked it up.
Yeah, good on him. I'm not that into it because it's sci-fi and I struggle with that.
Are you watching Homeland at the moment?
No, it killed me. Series 2 bored me to death. Stopped watching it.
Whatever series you're on now, it's turned amazing. Bit slow to start.
Has it?
Bit like Designated Survivor on Netflix, which I'm just hugely into.
Yeah, I tried
starting
that as well. I didn't like that either.
Mm.
Watching Marcella at the moment. And I'm starting to think it's quite dark. I quite like dark.
I watched the first series of that.
It's just not very enjoyable. It's not enjoyable watching. So I'm struggling with Marcella a little bit. I might opt out. I won't. I'll finish it. I'll dig in because that's who I am.
You got it, haven't you?
I might not do the next series. That's what I'm saying to you.
Okay. All right. Well, that's enough facts. I might do a few more next week. But
I hope so. They were great.
That's what I'm like.
Hey, cheers, guys. See you next week. Yeah. Ta-ra.
See ya.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.